It was more than 20 years ago when then-presidential candidate Ross Perot warned of a vast sucking sound that would take American jobs due to the North American Free Trade Agreement. The Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition says those job losses have come to fruition. The coalition's president is David Newby. He says nearly 3,000 Wisconsin jobs were offshored just last year. NAFTA was ushered in under Democratic President Bill Clinton. Now, Newby says President Barack Obama is poised to voice support for another agreement during next week's State of the Union address.
Some of the countries involved in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, namely Vietnam and Malaysia, are already specifically marketed as low-cost labor alternatives to China.
The Trans-Pacific Agreement would also involve countries like Singapore, Australia, and Vietnam. Newby says Wisconsin has lost the fifth most jobs nationwide due to offshoring. Now, he says white-collar jobs are on the line in banking, research and development, and healthcare.
Increasingly, we're also seeing, engineering jobs and other high-end professional jobs that are associated with production and manufacturing moving to these countries. We're really hollowing out our entire manufacturing base.
The Wisconsin Fair Trade Coalition says thousands of union jobs have been lost in Wisconsin as a direct result of NAFTA, either by companies being fiscally pressured to offshore or going out of business. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.